We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is A Snowy Barnyard Wonderland. It's Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for barnyard bedtimes and farm animal dreams. You can listen to a warm and cozy story anytime you need a friend. I'm your host, Angie. It's the holiday season, and every animal around the barn likes to celebrate winter in their own special way. Let's go play in the snow with our animal friends now. A Snowy Barnyard Wonderland. It was the holiday season, and the first snowflakes began to fall from the sky. The doggy came out running from inside the house.
Oh, I can't wait to play in the snow!
The snow was up to the doggy's ankles, and he could see his little doggy paw prints on the snowy ground.
Oh, what wonderful snowy fun! I bet Kitty Cat would love to play in the snow with me!
The doggy ran over to the barn and called up to the kitty cat, who was staying warm in the hayloft.
Woo-hoo! Hey, kitty! Climb on down the ladder and come play in the snow with me! Meow?
The kitty cat crawled down from the loft and cautiously stepped her paws into the cold snow.
Pretty cool, huh, kitty cat? Now watch this! Woo-hoo!
The doggy began rolling around in the snow and made a perfect doggy-shaped impression on the ground.
Meow! That looks fun! I want to roll in the snow too!
The doggy and kitty laughed as they rolled in the snow, creating adorable animal imprints.
Woohoo! Look at the snowy doggy!
Meow! My snowy kitty is perfect!
Then Kitty Cat had an idea.
Yeah, this is great fun. You know who else would love this winter fun? Moo Cow.
Woohoo! Let's go to the pasture.
The two furry friends wandered over to the snow-covered pasture. They heard Moo Cow happily licking away at something.
Meow. Hi, Moo Cow. What are you eating?
Well, the grass is covered with snow, so I'm munching on another tree. Moo-hoo-hoo! Snow cones, anyone?
Sure!
The moo cow hands the doggy and kitty a delicious snowy sweet treat.
Woo-hoo!
Moo-hoo-hoo! This is fun! Let's see what sorts of wild winter fun Billy Goat is up to in the junkyard. Moo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
The three farm friends made their way over to the junkyard, where they heard Billy Goat singing a carol.
Snowy garbage eaten up by me, the Billy Goat. I'll munch and sing this winter song while I wear my winter coat.
Moo-hoo-hoo-hoo. What a funny winter song, Billy Goat.
I just love celebrating this time of year.
Us too.
Let's see what other fun winter activities Chicken is up to.
Doggy, Kitty Cat, Moo Cow, and Billy Goat all trotted over to the coop to visit with Chicken.
Hey, Chicken, what are you up to on this lovely snowy day?
Bop, bop, I'm making a lovely garland out of popcorn and berries.
Meow, how pretty. What a cool winter craft.
Bop, bop, I think so too. I wonder what our friend Piggy is doing. He loves the snow as well.
Come on, let's go see.
The five friends strolled over to the pig pen where they saw Piggy doing a silly snowy dance.
Piggy, 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 jiggy, jiggy, jiggy. Piggy, 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 jiggy, jiggy, jiggy. I love when it snows and I don't care who knows. I do the piggy snow dance in my piggy snow pants.
Oh, hey everybody. Are you all celebrating the snowy weather too?
Bop, bop, we sure are.
Why don't we check in with Bob Sheep and see what sorts of snowy fun she's up to?
The six friends danced their way over to the snow-covered clover field where they heard Ba Sheep's bells jingling. She had her jingle bells all laid out in a row and was hitting them with a stick. It made a beautiful sound.
Bah, hello everyone.
Hi, Baa Sheep. What fun!
Meow, I love your jingle bells.
Ooh, me too.
Baa, you know who would really love them? Horsey. Yeah, let's visit Horsey and see if he wants to join in on all of the festive winter fun.
The seven animal buddies paraded over to the barn and called to their friend.
Baa, hey, Horsey. Wanna come play in the snow?
Nay, sure. I love going for snow rides. Why don't I pull out the hay sleigh and give all of you little animals a ride too?
Let's go for it, everyone.
The horsey pulled out the hay-covered sleigh and all of the barnyard animals climbed aboard.
Meow, giddy up, horsey.
The horsey pulled the doggy, Kitty Cat, Moo Cow, Chicken, Billy Goat, Piggy, and Baa Sheep all around the barnyard. Together they sang a song.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a good friend horsey's sleigh. Funny farm animals play. Through the barnyard we go, laughing all the way. Bells from Baa Sheep ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a good friend horsey sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun
The eight friends laughed and played all day until the sun went down in the barnyard. Then they said their good nights to one another, and they each made their way back to their warm little beds. They all had a good night's sleep as the snow fell from the sky, covering the barnyard like a blanket. The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. You can learn more about this show and purchase my original children's books at storyspectacular.com. I hope you enjoyed this sweet, snowy adventure with the barnyard animals. If you did, then be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular on Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and review. Tell all of your other animal-loving buddies so that even more friends can join in on the fun and listen along to Sleepy Time Tales 2.
Sleep!